Hello, everyone. Is it just me, or is this week kind of just dragging along? I mean, it happens sometimes, right? And on the positive side, it is Thursday, aka Friday Eve, and we're going to make this day great. I'm Coy, grateful to be with you right here on CNN 10. And today, we're going to talk about the strong U.S. dollar, discover a 19th century shipwreck, and a robotic cat serving up dumplings in Brooklyn. Yeah, that's what I said and that's what I meant. All right, let's start with that strong U.S. dollar. Now, what do I mean when I say the U.S. dollar is strong? Well, it means that Americans are getting more bang for their buck compared to other currencies like the pound in Great Britain or the yen in Japan. In fact, the U.S. dollar hasn't been this strong in 20 years compared to other major types of currencies. Well, give us an example of what it means, Coy boy. Okay, cool, you got it. So, say you're vacationing in France yesterday. Well, one U.S. dollar was actually worth $1.02 when converted to a euro. Good news if you're a U.S. tourist, but not everyone benefits from a strong dollar. In the U.S., the tourism industry, for example, could take a hit because tourists' money from overseas could be worth less, making everything here in the U.S. more expensive for them. Say, Coy boy, how are the values of currencies determined anyhow? Good question. Well, it goes back to the concept of supply and demand. Right now, global markets are considered to be in rough shape and not doing so hot. And when that happens, cash is often seen as a safe place to park your money rather than the stock market where you might be more likely to lose it, right? So investors right now have big interest in cash and are willing to pay more for a dollar. For more on what this all means for us consumers, let's meet up with CNN reporter Matt Egan, who interviewed a money expert.
So what does a strong U.S. dollar mean for consumers?
The strong U.S. dollar can be a positive for consumers, especially because many consumers buy a significant portion of their goods from overseas. You can argue that a strong USD is something of an inflation fighter for consumers because they are seeing some costs coming down in terms of goods. The problem is for companies, and again, those companies that derive their revenue from outside the U.S.
Right, so if you're an Apple or IBM or Nike and you sell a whole bunch of stuff overseas, demand for those goods might be going down now.
Yes, for sure. Now, I think we can't paint the situation with a broad brush because there are some companies that are likely to hold up better where there's less sensitivity to price changes. And that tends to be strong brands, unique products. But yes, in general, those big multinational companies will feel an impact.
And is that why the stock market has been acting concerned about the strong dollar? Is it that hit to corporate profits?
That's certainly one of the concerns. I mean, let's face it, we've got a lot of headwinds right now. So it's the strong dollar. And again, that is largely impacting the bigger companies, the ones with more foreign exposure. There's certainly some companies in the S&P 500 that only derive a smaller portion of revenues from outside the U.S.
10-second trivia. The Mississippi River starts in Minnesota and ends in which U.S. state? Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, or Alabama? Flowing into the Gulf of Mexico, the Mississippi River ends in Louisiana, and that's where we're headed next.
Did some limited investigations and could look at very small pieces, basically sort of 1 or 2 foot wide parts of it, try and get an understanding of how it was constructed and how old it was.
Okay, for all you treasure hunters out there, now you know where to look next. Next up, let's talk about what I'm sure is one of everyone's favorite subjects, taking tests. Specifically, let's talk the ACT. A standardized exam used in many colleges' admissions process is considered one of the benchmarks for college readiness. Well, this month, the nonprofit that gives the ACT exam released some jarring news. ACT scores for this year's graduating high school class were the lowest they've been since all the way back to 1991. And this is the fifth year in a row that the average scores have been going down. Why? Well, the report noted that several factors are impacting scores, like the lasting effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, classroom disruptions, cyberbullying, teacher vacancies, and mental health challenges. Now, a separate education report last month pointed to declining math and reading scores for 9-year-olds in the U.S. That report cited a loss of in-person classroom time as the primary driver. So, go on ahead and give a hoot and a holler or maybe a pat on the back for your teachers today. They might not always show it, but they love you. All right, have you noticed that robots are starting to pop up more and more? When I was in Beijing covering the Olympics earlier this year, the media's cafeteria was almost entirely robotic. Our food was even delivered by a series of conveyor belts and robotic claws that dropped down from the ceiling. Well, for today's 10 out of 10, we're headed to Brooklyn, New York, where a robotic cat is delivering dumplings at a restaurant and is even challenging the human waiters who are kitten nervous. For real.
Love you. Yeah.
I have not seen this type of waiter before.
I traveled from Staten Island specifically to come here for sweet dumplings and to see the cute robot.
Keep going. Yeah.
At a Brooklyn restaurant, Dimmer in Summer, a cat robot delivers food, brings out takeout orders, and helps collect dirty plates, alongside human waiters.
I actually have a bad review yesterday in Google. A customer was assigned to sit upstairs, and they cannot get a reach of the robot. And she's not very happy about it.
RoboCat Bella has been such a big hit that the owner is planning a new restaurant with no human waiters at all.
The robot never refused your call, and it will continue working until the store closes. We only require to be charged for 5 hours a day.
So can robots really replace human waiters in restaurants? We put both to the test to find out.
How are you? Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing good. When it comes to taking order, humans always the best. What can I get you today? We have conversation.
You got it. You recommend one, right? Yeah.
But the robot, she just humming every time. The robot couldn't take orders because that is not one of the functions that the robot has. I can deliver food faster than the robot, but I don't know if the robot can carry more plates than me. I think I do pretty good with that.
I am the best waiter here.
Could I have the check, please?
That's right. This robot cat cannot respond to requests about the check, but can deliver it once the waiter programs it to get to a specific table.
Can we just have the check, please?
Sure. Here we go.
Thank you.
I don't think the robot can compete with me right now, but 10 years, 20 years later, I think the robots replace us no problem.
I prefer the human waiter for the recommendations for what to eat.
I don't think I would say one is better than the other. It was just the experience of seeing the robot waiter was a lot more exciting than the human waiters. Sorry, no offense, but if I had to pick anything about my experience here, 100% the dumplings.
Yeah, dim some good-looking dumplings. But I thought the human server had a great catitude. Good job, dude. All right, meow, it's time for our favorite part of the day. Giving some love back from whence it came. Special shout-out to Chesney High School in Chesney, South Carolina. Many thanks to you and everyone watching around the world. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll see you soon. I'm Coy, and this is CNN